Let the real Squid Games begin! Do you think you have what it takes to take in a real-life challenge to take home a cool $4.56 million? I'm DJ Brian. I'll be back right after the song.
It's the end of the month and the weekend. I'ma spend this track everything.
Welcome to another episode of K-Pop Connection. It's Thursday, September 22nd, of course. It's 2022. There's a lot of twos. I said that last time as well, but there's a lot of twos this month. And we just heard Lisa with Money. Now, there's a lot of anticipation for the second season of a hit Netflix series, which has four Emmy Awards under its belt, including Best Actor. Now, we hear that Netflix will be launching a reality show based on the series, but of course, with far less dire consequences for the contestants. We don't want to watch people actually die. Now, if you watch this series, you know that the players' lives were at stake, but with Squid Game, the challenge, your worst fate will be going home empty-handed. Now, the 10-episode competition will have 456 players, just like in the drama series, vying for a life-challenging or life-changing reward of $4.56 million. And they'll be competing in games inspired by the drama series, along with some new challenges. Now, they're currently searching for English language speakers from any part of the world. I'm signing up. And filming will take place in Britain. We don't know when the series will air yet, but shooting is expected to take a place around 4 weeks and will be beginning early in 2023. Now, the show will be notable as Netflix's biggest ever social experiment, featuring the largest cast in reality TV history. Of course, 456 people. Now, if you guys are interested in taking part, recruitment is going online, so check it out. And I might even do this because that's $4.56 million. You know what I'm saying? Woo, that's a lot of money. Anyways, we have a great song for you guys right now. This is Chungha featuring Changmo with Play. That was Play by Chungha featuring Changmo. And you guys are, of course, tuning into K-Pop Connection. We have a few announcements on various ways you guys can tune into our show. We have shortwave radio, 9.515 megahertz bound for Europe, 9.785 megahertz bound for India. We have apps you guys can download for free and listen to us conveniently through the KBS World Radio app, KBS World Radio On Air app, and KBS Kong app. You guys can check out our website for more details on how to tune in at world.kbs.co.kr. The KBS World Radio English Service page on the Book of Faces, or simply follow us on the gram at KBS K-Pop. And of course, we love to get feedback from you guys, so send those feedback comments in. And of course, you guys have a chance to win a prize. We randomly select somebody, so keep those messages coming in. And of course, if you guys are listening to us via podcast, rate us 5 stars, and that's going to get more listeners to find us and listen to our show and be part of the K-pop family here at KPC. And we have another jam-packed show in store for you guys today. Today, we have Your Two Cents coming up right after our daily coffee or tea. So if you're going to find out or want to find out who's going to win a prize today, stick it right here till the end of our show. For now, two great songs. We have TXT, Free Fallin'. It's a new track, y'all. And I've Love Dive. Would you like coffee or tea? Alrighty, guys, it is time for our daily segment, Coffee or Tea, where we have a little chit-chat. Of course, we're going to wind you down this evening if that's what you want. Or wake you up if you want to get refueled if that's what you want. Talking about anything and everything. So, I don't know if you guys keep up with baseball, because I don't, but Korean baseball teams are in the final stretch with just one spot left for the postseason berth. Now, I believe the NC Dinos and the Kia Tigers are battling it out to see who will win that last spot. Quite exciting if you're a baseball fan, especially if you're a fan of one of those teams, of course. But if you're a huge fan of a team that hasn't been doing well all season, not just one season, in fact, many, many years, like the Hanwha Eagles, you apparently get so zen that you can win a 멍때리기 or space out competition. That's right. The winner of this year's 2022 Han River Space Out Competition, which was held over the weekend, was a die-hard Hanwha Eagles fan, and he said the secret to his success was imagining he was watching a Hanwha Eagles game. Saying he's been a Hanwha fan for about 10 years now, the winner, who was a man in his 30s, said he just naturally zoned out during the competition like he was usually zoning out at the Hanwha games. Now, the poor team is often mocked among Korean baseball fans, and it is ranked low among domestic baseball leagues for over a decade. So, we've talked about this competition before. It was supposed to be held on September 4th, but was postponed to this past weekend due to Typhoon Hinnamnor. Of course, it was a very deadly typhoon, of course. Around 3,800 contestants took part for 90 minutes and had their heart rates measured every 15 minutes to see who had the most stable heart rate. The final winner was determined based on their heart rate and citizens' votes. Now, the Space Out competition started in 2016 in order to break the notion that not doing anything productive is a waste of time. Now, this year was the first time in 3 years that the competition was held due to the pandemic, and previous winners include singer Crush. Okay, although she didn't win. And of course, we have actress Hyun-kyung was also spotted at this year's event. Ooh, I didn't know that. Maybe I could be a part of this event because I'm not really a baseball fan, so it's easy for me to space out. Alrighty. Anyways, we have two great songs. Before we get into your two cents, we have Sweet Sorrow with Love Drive, Love Drive featuring Minoy, and we have Hwang Min-hyun from Newest, again, 다시 만나는 날에. Your two cents. Now, you guys know we love connecting with our listeners here at K-Pop Connection. And this is where we read your responses to our weekly question that's posted on our gram. And you guys get to tell us your personal experiences and thoughts for a chance to win a prize. Now, our Y2C question of the week was, do you have a lucky color? How has it brought you luck so far? And of course, it doesn't actually have to be a lucky color. It could be your favorite number, anything that brings you luck or a lucky charm. So we're going to talk about how superstitious we are, and of course how fortune tellers before us tell us stuff and we believe it, like I do. Like, they told me to wear red, and obviously if you saw the picture today that Karen posted, I'm wearing red today, you guys. So let's get right into our first response. This is from at Shakshuka Oshik underscore 47. My lucky color is blue. The day I got my medical university admission result, I was wearing blue, and it was the luckiest and happiest day of my life. So I think blue is my lucky color. Well, actually, you'd be surprised. Just because something happened out of luck that day, that might be just a lucky day, but blue might not be your lucky color. Not saying that, you know, it isn't. I'm not for sure about that. And of course, we had at underscore Flor Del Lisa and at Ray Lear also mentioned blue as a favorite or lucky colors. You know what you do is go to a fortune teller or a tarot card reader, and they'll actually tell you what your lucky color is. They can see it in the stars, I guess. And I was told pink, orange, anything that's like a fiery color, reds are my lucky colors. So it's funny because growing up, I was never really into those colors, but now that's all I'm all about right now. Right into it. We're going to play the song for you because you requested, or you actually said blue is your lucky color. We have a great song. This is called Blue Blue by Ka Do Kaden.
Hello, hello, hello.
We just heard Kado Garden with Blue Blue, and we're going right into your two cents. Here's one from at Meridiana. Message is, my lucky color is navy. I really like the color. In fact, I have several items that are all navy. My mother said, don't buy things with navy color all the time, but I feel this color is lucky for me. Now, going back to the lucky color thing, even though I know my lucky color is red or pink or orange, I don't have it all the time. I just wear it when I know I want something great to happen. Like today, I'm here at KPC and I want KPC to succeed. So that's why I'm wearing red. There you go. I think I wore red 2 days ago too. If you look at the picture, there's a lot of reds in that. And of course, if I do like a live commerce, if I'm working on TV, actually wear my lucky color underwear. There you go. Just keep that in mind. I've said that before. Try to figure that out. Now moving on to the next, we have one from at the Sapphire Rose, or is it the Sapphire Rose. Okay, there you go. I figured it out. I'm not overly superstitious, but I do have two very specific colors that seem to bring me luck. It's more that I associate them with the better things in my life. Now, number one, sapphire blue brings me luck, hence why your name has sapphire in it, with personal changes and decisions, and is a power color for me. It's why I have variations of the spelling as a nickname, like I said, and have used variations in old gamer tags and social media. And number two, sunflower yellow for joy, happiness, and love. It's also the color I associate with the genuinely sweet and pure people that I have met. Okay. I didn't know sunflower yellow was an actual color. I just knew that sunflowers were yellow. Okay. Well, I heard that if you actually have like a sunflower drawing in your house or sunflowers, it's actually really good too. So maybe you could do that. Maybe get a sunflower painting and put it on your wall. And I think it has to be like when you first walk into the house or walk into your bedroom, you got to be able to visually be able to see it right away. But anyways, I hope that these two colors continue to bring you luck and joy and happiness and good things all the time. Alrighty, well, we have two great songs for you guys for now. We have Chen with Best Luck, 최고의 행운, and this is from the It's Okay, That's Love original soundtrack. And we have Joy with Hello, 안녕. All right, that was Joy. Hello. I'm going to continue with our responses. And of course, our responses. And of course, you guys know that our winners will be announced right before the close of our show. So if you guys are tuning in, you're like, who's going to win? You have to stick around to find out. Moving on to our next response. This is from Do Fong on the Book of Faces. It is green. I love it so much. So I bought my smartphone in green color 3 years ago, but unluckily, two robbers stole my phone on my way from work back home. They took my green item far away. Also, at Mi Hun Sharma also said green. All right, so off the bat, you said green's your favorite color. Green's your lucky color. Well, if your phone was stolen, do you think that's really a lucky color? I don't think so. Maybe you think it's green because you like the color green, but if your phone was stolen and it was a green phone, I'm pretty sure the green is not your lucky color. So I'm not saying it isn't. I'm not saying it's 100% not your lucky color, but ask somebody who knows about colors or has good aura and they can actually tell you your lucky color. I'm pretty sure green might not be it. I'm not going to say it 100% that it's not, but I'm pretty sure it's not if your phone was stolen. Just saying. Anyways, we're going to move on to our last response of the week. This is from at Taipei Wern. Message is, my lucky color is red, just like me. During Chinese New Year, I'll wear red from head to toe. Even my underwear will be red as well. Me too. Then I'll play cards with my cousins and friends, and I usually win. So if I'm wearing red, it means more luck to win some money. Why not, right? Amen to that. If it works, go for it. We also had at @D_star and at Anine Korea, they also said red because it's the color of money. Okay. Not of money, for money. And I heard that a lot in other countries as well. Red actually symbols money and wealth. So apparently if you have a lot of red around you, a lot of money will come in. But for me, red is just my lucky color, apparently. So that's why I'm going to try to wear it when I can with work, not just for money. But of course, if I have a very important meeting or if you go on a date, you want the date to go well, wear red. That's from me. Anyways, we're going to announce our winner soon, so you guys have to stay tuned till the end. Also, our new weekly Y2C question will be posted on the gram or, of course, our message board on Fridays. So if you guys want to find out, check it out and then answer it to have a chance to win a prize. All right, to wrap up our segment, we have two great songs, Yena, Cheyenne with Smartphone and Red Velvet with Red Flavored Baegan Mat. We just heard Red Velvet with Red Flavor, Baegan Mat. And guess what, y'all? It's time to announce the winner. And today's winner for our Y2C is... Du Fong from the Book of Faces! Du Fong, if you're listening right now, let us know your mailing address by sending it to our email, kpop@kbs.co.kr, and we'll be sure to send you a prize. And remember, if you tune in late and you want to find out who the winner is by checking out, or you can find out by checking out our playlist at world.kbs.co.kr, scroll your mouse to the purple radio on the top right-hand corner on our website, and you'll see K-Pop Connection in the list of programs on the pop-up window. Click on the link to enter our page, and you're going to see the playlist tab. The winners are always listed on the Wednesday and Thursday playlist. So there you have it. If you're curious and you're late to the game and you're like, did I win? That's how you find out. And if there's a gift that you guys want to receive, actually it's got to be something reasonable in size as well and and price as well, so that we don't, you know, lose our jobs here at KPC. And of course, our producer has to be able to mail it out for you guys. Let us know what you want. Or you can email it to us, you can write it on a message board, or DM us, whatever you prefer. Just let us know. If you're a winner, let us know what prize you would like. Alrighty, with that said, we're going to wrap up this corner with a great song, one of my favorite new songs. I'm stuck on the song, y'all. I am a Blink, I guess. This is Blackpink with Shut Down. Alrighty, it is time for us to wrap up our show. We have One Us taking us out with the song Same Scent. And our producer is Sophia Hong. Our writer is Karen Choi. I'm your boy, Brian Ju. This has been K-Pop Connection. Y'all may disconnect now.